Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, beloved gods and goddesses, family, and welcome to another Zora and Zoraya call on this beautiful Sunday here. It's Monday on the other side of the world, and 2023. It's amazing. It's already April. It feels like when was January? Time is speeding up, or time is not speeding at all for many. Okay. Anyways, so welcome to today's call. Today we're going to be we'll be having a Q&A. And if we don't have enough time for Q&A, I mean, if we don't have any people that are asking or having questions for our call today, the topic of our conversation today will be about relationships. So that's a very important topic for everyone. So we shall go forward with that. But in the meantime, let's go ahead and bring Zoraya in. So that we can, and of course, you know, if you have questions about the RV, hey, we got Zora here, so let's see if we can get some more information coming in from him. If you have any concerns also in regards to what's happening out there, most of the time it could be a false flag, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know whether or not we want to bring all that stuff that's out there. Maybe we could just keep that out there and just talk about what's happening, like within your world, within yourself, you know, et cetera, and let's go from there. Okay, so let's bring Zoraya in, see what kind of messages she has for you, everyone. First of all, for being here, for supporting us always in every way, either donation, love donations or, you know, love frequencies. We love that too. And just being here as a family member listening in, and that's also a big support for yourself as for all the others that are on our calls. And if you missed Q's call from yesterday, please go to bbsradio.com/Hollow Earth Discovered with a D, and you'll be able to get into that link probably sometime today. I know that Don said it usually takes about 24 hours, but maybe sometimes even sooner, so you'll have to check that up for yourself. And so let's go ahead and begin. Let's go ahead and bring Zoraya through. Here we go. Good day, Zoraya.
Good day.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Great, great. All right. So today is April the 2nd, and what would be your message for all of us today, Zoraya?
Well, you wanted to talk about relationships.
Well, no, I wanted to know what your message is for today, but, you know, we'll go from there, whatever you like to discuss. Sure.
Well, that, you know, in Hollow Earth, people stay together until they don't want to be together or they want to move on, and they do. My father's been with his mate for eons, and there's no sign of it going sour at all. So I would say that they're bonded for life, pretty much.
For eternity, you mean?
Yeah, eternity. Yeah, you can put it that way.
Well, but it's a quick question for you. So as it relates, Zoraya, as it relates to here, I mean, have they had their ups and downs at all as well, though it's in Hollow Earth?
Never.
Okay. So for the people that are our mates or companions in Hollow Earth, why would they then ever separate, right? Because it's almost like a perfect world of relationships. So you've never found any relationships that decided that they wanted to separate for whatever reason?
Nope. Never.
No one? No one decided, hey, never. Listen, I'm going to go, I want to go elsewhere. I don't want to be in Hollow Earth anymore. I want to go to Jupiter or something like that. And so then they separate?
Yeah.
Or
They travel. But they usually travel together.
And if they don't travel together, does that happen also?
As far as I know, there's never been a separation of any couples that have come together in Hollow Earth. They always
really?
Are with each other all the time. So,
well,
there's no separation.
Sure, well, I got a question for you then. So are all the relationships that you have in Hollow Earth when it comes to close relationships like partners or mates or companions, however way you want to call it, how do they find themselves then? How do they know that the one that they're going to meet is going to last for eternity is my question for you guys.
They just know it.
They just know it. Okay, well, we'll talk more about that with your dad. So what is your message for today, Zaria?
If you have a relationship, don't spoil it by messing up. Always stay with your mate. Always love your mate. Because that's what marriage is about. And of course, it's not. It has nothing to do with the ring at all. For those of you out there that are wondering about that. Marriage in Hollow Earth is you come together and you stay together as long as you both show love one another. It means there's an atmosphere of love in Hollow Earth. There's no separating. There's no going your separate ways. I mean, because everything is in harmony. And why would you want
right.
to leave a harmonious world? There's no reason for it.
So, all right. I had a question there, but okay, go ahead and continue, please.
So that's basically it in a nutshell. If it was like Hitler here on Earth, then there wouldn't be divorces. There wouldn't be, reason for divorce court or anything like that, because you would love your mate endlessly, and you
okay.
know each other, and you would know
right.
each other.
Okay. All right. Well,
with a
I'm sure
for
I'll
a long
think.
Time, you get to know them intimately or whatever, or not intimately, but just know them, and that's just the way it is, and that's just the way it should be. That's my answer to that. And
okay.
maybe my father's answer to that, too. So, I mean, where do you go from there,
okay.
you know?
I might have a few questions. So, Zaria, what is your message from one of the books today, from one of Diane Robbins' books for today?
I haven't grabbed a hold of one. because the theme was all about relationships, and I looked for in those books, I haven't found anything about relationships.
I guess that's not even a topic to be discussed because it's all too perfect. Okay, so back to Earth. Now you've been here all your life, so
yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your situations with people that you've become close to. Whether it's friends or family or loved ones, et cetera. Tell us about those relationships. What was it that, how did you come upon those relationships and why did they break up or why did you separate? You know, so we're talking about friends, family, and whatever.
Well,
mates.
Go
ahead.
The women I met that I became involved with.
Yeah, when you were a man.
In way of marriage.
When you were a man. We're not talking about a relationship here.
No. Of course not.
Okay.
Well,
I just want people to know that
in
because
the persona of a male.
thank you.
So it was kind of like a draw, basically. Well, all the women that I came in contact with that I became the mate to, which was three women. I discovered basically that they were with me because they wanted children. And that's not a good reason. If you stay with a mate, at first I thought it was, you know, love or whatever, but it turned out very quickly that that was not the case. So
can I interrupt you?
Go ahead.
I have a question. So if you will, let me kind of do a question and answer, because this is really rather important. So you met a woman, you had a relationship with her, and everything is going along very well. So you didn't know, I mean, you didn't feel internally that you were in love with each other, that there was that feeling between each of you?
I thought there was, yes.
But after
I had given her two children, she became very distant. She became she would listen to her father. Her father was a businessman, and of course he was jealous of my business that I had, and he wanted it. And in order to get it, she had to divorce me. And so she came in one day and she said, "I want a divorce." I go, "Why?" There's no reason. I just want a divorce. And I said, "There's got to be a reason." And she said, "Well, it comes right down to it. My father wants your business, and you won't let him have it. So if I divorce you, he'll get it."
Well, how would it be? How could he get it if it's your business anyway?
Well, when the divorce, when we went to court go to court in Georgia.
Well, you don't have to get real specific, Zaria. Don't be specific.
Okay.
You got to be on. Okay, go ahead.
It was basically in the divorce settlement. She got my business. She got the house.
Oh,
and, so,
wow!
And that's the way it is in Georgia. And she got the kids as well.
Okay.
So,
can I ask you a quick question? You know,
here you are.
We know you as Zaria from Hollow Earth. Now, when
yes.
you have become intimate with any of those three or however many people you were with, you know, looking for a partner or whatever, did they know who you really were? A being coming from Hollow Earth?
No. I kept that.
Now,
I kept that information away from them.
And why is that? If you are really, truly in love with someone, and I know this is also part of your learning process here on the surface, if you truly, truly love someone, you have no secrets between each other. So why is it that you never told her that?
I was going to tell her, but she got on a Christianity, of course. Yeah, she was already a Christian when I met her, but she got off on a tangent, pretty much. And when they started talking about one of the services we went to, they talked about UFOs and stuff like that were avenues of the devil. And of course, at that point, I said, "I'd better not say anything at all." To her about Hollow Earth, she would have went off the deep end. And her family as well. But so we parted, and I left.
Okay, so
the state.
Yeah, so Yeah, so let's just talk about the relationship. Okay. So you went through all of that. Sounds like a, you know, typical divorce, you know, in those days, you know, the woman always got the best. They got the property. They got whatever they needed. They got all the funds that they needed and then got alimony, et cetera, et cetera. And then you're left in the cold, so to speak, right? And so,
So
hopefully you learned a lesson from that relationship before you got involved with another, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, let's follow your path here.
The second one.
Yeah, okay, so, hey, everybody, this is top secret. She has never revealed this to anyone at any time until just now. So, you know, this is kind of like a new revelation in the life of Zareya. Okay, all right, number two, next.
Number two came about when I was working with carnivals.
Okay, well, you don't be too explicit. I mean, again, you
I
know,
won't
we
get
don't want
any.
Any
I won't
okay,
get explicit.
Don't even say that. Just go ahead and go to number two and tell us the main issues in terms of the relationship and then why it broke up. This is how people are going to learn. Go ahead.
I gave her a little girl.
Okay, another birth. Now, in this particular relationship, were you also feeling like you were in love with her? Okay,
however,
and it was not. Yeah, it was not reciprocated, or was it reciprocated?
Was she feeling the same as you did? Apparently not. When I came home, I had been traveling with the show Carnival, and she was staying home. And when I came home, there was a vehicle in my driveway, which wasn't mine. And when I walked in the door, there were several men there present. And I said, "What's going on?" And they looked at me and said, "Who are you?" And I said, "The husband." And they started making their exit, the ones that were in the living room. And I walk into the bedroom, and she's in bed with another man. I just turned around and walked out. That was the end of that. I went straight to the lawyer, filed divorce papers. And divorced her.
Wow. So did you ever had a chance to talk to her? I mean, did you have to go to court so that you had to meet her again or see her again?
Of course. Yeah, I did have to go to court for the settlement.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
And I asked her what her reasons were, and she said, well, that she had a former boyfriend. While we were working together in the carnival, and she liked him, but I was always traveling with the show, and she said that she had physical needs, and I can understand that to a point, but it didn't last long at all. That marriage lasted a very short time. In fact, it didn't even last a year.
So you left that marriage.
Can I ask you
a question?
Go ahead.
I do have a question. Now, you know, I asked you with the first one if you ever divulged whether or not that you were a different being, you know, that you were from Hollow Earth. Now, with this next person, did she know that you were, did you have a conversation with her in terms of who you really were about coming from Hollow Earth? She didn't know that either.
Uh-uh.
And so from the first marriage to the second marriage,
Yes.
Why wasn't that, I mean, what did you learn from that marriage so that you would not make the same mistake with a second marriage?
Well,
in hindsight,
I learned to be very, very cautious about my, you know, about what I said to them. It was the third one that I divulged where I was from. And she accepted it all wholeheartedly. Well, for one thing, she worked with the International UFO Network and MUFON. So she knew about UFOs. And being she was open to that, I figured, well, she'd be open to the Hollow Earth issue as well. And as she was. As things progressed, we moved to Moses Lake, Washington. She got a job with the Shiloh Inns, which is a chain of hotels, and she liked it. She wanted to stay with it. And I myself, I didn't feel comfortable because she had, you know, she left MUFON to become a hotel manager. And it just didn't, we didn't connect after that.
So did she meet somebody else also?
Yeah, one of the
co-workers.
Or was
it just a, so she met somebody else as well. And that probably was the, and that basically ended the relationship.
That was the end. That was the end to end all end to end all relationship.
Okay, all right. So you had three, as we call it on the surface,
marriages that didn't work out. I didn't give her any children at all. She didn't want
any. She didn't want any. Okay. All right. And, but she knew that you came from Hollow Earth.
Yep.
Interesting that you are this individual who has much information, much love, you know, much patience, I would think, and that she would want to a divorce from you.
Well, you know, the other person, her coworker, let her know that he would, that he was in love with her. And, of course, one thing led to another, and
So would you say that
you
she was
to,
not
you tell
in
me
love?
Not to give it, you tell me not to give it explicit, so I'm not going to get it explicit.
So did that person... Did she fall in love with you also or did not really?
I think she fell in love with the idea of being with me.
The idea being?
Of being with me. We were together for 5 years.
Yeah, that's pretty lengthy already.
That's pretty lengthy, right? So,
But,
and then, of course, then she got the position with Shiloh Hotels. And
so you drew apart.
I mean, it was her. Yeah, we drew apart.
Because of her career.
Would you
say that it was due to her career?
I would pretty much say that, yeah.
Yeah, and then she found someone else in the process that she knew before you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Interesting. Okay. All right, so today is all about relationships, everyone. And
So who am I to tell anybody how to stay together? But I will say this. If you do have a mate, hold on to him or her and love them. that's the bottom line. Love them, you know, cherish them, and stay together. Love is the glue that holds it all together. It's not necessarily a sexual love. It's a bond, kind of like a bond. And when you come together in agreement with each other to become a couple or a family, I mean, that's your intention. And that intention should never ever waver from it. And once you become connected to a woman as a mate through marriage, you should stay with that woman if you truly love each other. Of course, marriage, the ceremony of marriage, I'm not talking about the traditional way. I'm talking about the right way. You come together, you do your vows, and then at the end you say, we shall stay together as long as we both shall love one another. That's the true marriage. That's the Native American way of marriage. That's the Hollow Earth way of marriage. And rings have nothing to do with it. Rings is a sign of ownership. So why would you want to give a ring to someone to own them? I mean, it kind of binds it all together as it derives all the way back to what is termed as slavery. They had rings in their noses. They had rings in their ears. And this was a sign of ownership. And the mate, whether it was male or female, was a slave to that mate. And that's what it is. That's what it all derived into from. And so the ring is a symbol of ownership. It's not a symbol of love. It's a symbol of ownership. Just something to think about.
Okay. All right. So when we talk about partners or mates or spouses and, you know, that relationship within a marriage. And so what you found, you know, from your three relationships is that it wasn't, that the relationships were not really fully bonded in the love that is eternal or that is, you know, forever kind of a love. So it wasn't really... So it was like a passing kind of thing. And then what happens in our world here is that, I've got my beautiful diamond ring or I've got a beautiful gold band, you know, I really love him and she really loves me and, you know, and off into the ethers, into la la land, and we'll be together for the rest of our lives. And that's not necessarily true. That's called the honeymoon. There's a terminology for that.
The honeymoon syndrome.
The honeymoon syndrome. Thank you, Zaria. Okay. Well, anyway, let's talk a little bit more about relationships. I do know that we have some, I don't know where it's about relationships. We'll go through that as well. And I think we need to have your dad come through, if you will, so we can bring him through and start off with Q&A. So let's go ahead and get started with Q&A, everybody. Okay. Thank you so much, Soraya. Thank you very much for sharing how it was for you. Yeah, so it gives us a better understanding of your understanding of what we go through, what we have, many of us have gone through in terms of relationships, and what makes it come together or stick together, and we'll go from there. So, Zora, are you here with us?
I do want to say one thing, though, before we go into my father's room. My relationship with Jane is strictly, we do love each other. but we're not married, and we don't plan on being married. but the point being is that we love each other without restriction, without, how do I put this?
We love each other. We love each other because
it's an endless love.
We have
become bonded
because
with one another.
Yeah, because of the special love that we have for each other.
Yes, and
it's a very special connection.
It's hard to explain it.
Right.
But it's a very, very. I mean, we are together, period. That's the end of it. And there's not going to be any separation or anything like that because there's no marriage. But still, we are staying together because we love one another. And
for
that love
we
goes
are.
Beyond for who we are. It's just hard to explain it. But
well, how about
the best way I can explain it is, I love her limitlessly, with no limits.
Okay, thank you, Zuraya.
I endlessly love her, and that's all there is to it.
Yeah, thank you.
No one else is ever going to come between us. Period.
Whoa, that is a big saying, Zuraya.
That is a big saying, and I know that's the truth of it.
Yeah,
that's how much I love
know.
You. There's not going to be anyone come between us, period.
Okay.
So anybody out there have any plans to try and separate it, forget it.
Okay, Zuraya. I think it's the love that we have manifests in the physical, but it's beyond the physical at this point, way beyond. So, all right. So
yeah,
let's go ahead and get started with our calls. All right, Q&A, getting started now with 631 ending in 3633. 3633, you're on the air with Zora.
Beloved dodging
Hello.
Voices.
Hi.
Hello. What's the...
Yes. I'm sorry, who is it?
I got food in my mouth. Sorry. You caught me
Oh, that's
wrong.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry. Hi, Jane.
You?
Who are you?
Hi, Jane.
Who are?
Hi, Jane. It's D.
Oh, B.
D.
Oh, okay.
D.
Yeah.
D-E-E.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, D.
It's Zora.
Oh, okay.
Hi.
Go ahead.
I have a question for Zora.
Well, indeed. Go ahead and speak it.
Oh, sure. I want to know, is it safe to travel by air this summer, because I heard that the event is imminent. The event that we were supposed to have is imminent. So is it safe to travel by air this year? That's my question.
I do not see any reason why you should not.
Okay.
Just understand, before you get on the plane, go into meditation and decide through your meditation whether you should fly or not. Ultimately, it's your choice. But by going into meditation before going on a journey, you'll be able to foresee any problems that may occur. So I would say go into meditation before your trip and see if that is right for you. If it seems right for you, then go. If it seems iffy, don't go.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
So go with, you have to use your intuition. You are very powerful, Dee. So you don't know what's happening in the next few months, but as it becomes closer and closer to that event, you'll connect when you're in silence or wherever you are. Connect with, I want to go here. How does it feel for me in my heart to go? And if you feel a hesitation again, remember, that's a clue. I mean, that's one of the biggest things we all have to learn to do is really begin to really trust.
I will tell you that the event you're speaking of,
or higher self.
Mm. When it occurs, yeah. It's not going to cause aircraft to crash.
Oh, okay, good.
So, events that,
so he
that
saw that
have
already.
To do with events that have to do with extraterrestrial beings is not going to cause any aircraft to plummet to the ground. So
well,
don't worry about that.
There's supposed to be a cleansing.
Well, that's not going to cause it. That won't cause a plane to crash.
It says it's going to cause, going to knock out satellites or something.
Oh, are you talking about the 10 days of darkness or something like that?
No, there's no darkness. There's not going to be any darkness. That's
well,
not,
you know, I'm just
know
saying
that.
Out there. Right.
No.
Okay.
You're talking about the turmoil, the protests, the uprising?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
no,
talking
that's
about
not
something
what?
Different.
No, I'm talking about the event where the light is coming to the earth. The
right.
love light, the light. The
oh, that light. Oh, God, I got it
yeah.
now. Okay. Okay.
And we're going into 5D, five dimension.
We are in it already.
I thought we were in 4D right now.
No, you're in the lower realms of fifth dimension.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it. I've seen the light beams already. I've seen the light beam, and I see ships outside my window at night. I can see the ships in the sky.
Very
okay.
good.
Way up there. Yeah, they're
good.
Way up there.
Good.
I can see them.
Yep. Good. So then you should be able to know if it's going to be a good time for you to go. Trust
okay.
your knowingness, Dee.
Okay,
yeah.
very good. Thank you.
You got it. All right, thank you, Dee.
All
right. Thank you for your call. Okay, dear.
No bye-bye. Problem. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Zora, for your answer. Let me go ahead and put. Okay. All right. Next caller is 505 ending in 6428.
Hi, it's Richard.
Of course. Hey, Richard. How are you today?
Very good, very good. By the way, Jane, is there a way to turn up the volume? I've tried two different phones, and it seems like the volume's pretty low compared to prior calls.
Huh.
You're pretty loud as it is.
Hold on a second, Richard. Let me just double-check on my end.
Okay.
Thank you, Richard, for bringing that up. Let me
yeah.
just double-check
yeah.
something. Okay, hold on. Wow, I got it on high here also. I got it high all over the place here. That's weird.
Yeah, that's strange. Well, anyway, yeah, that's okay. I'm
sorry.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
yep,
okay.
I'm
the very highest.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand. I can hear you okay. It's not to the level it has been in the past.
Well.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on though. Let's see. Okay. The question I had relates to what Zoraya was talking about earlier with relationships. This mm-hmm. person should engage in a relationship only when they're ready to commit for life, essentially. And what happens
of course.
One person decides, you know, they meet someone different, they want to, they engage in a friendship with them, and pretty soon that relationship supersedes the marriage. Or another option would be what happens when one person wants to take the jab and put the other person at risk. In terms of life or death, literally,
right.
That's another situation. But when things like that happen, that to me would certainly make a relationship weaken and to the point of wondering whether to remain in it. So I guess, I don't know if the, if I play, I'm, is my question clear enough?
Well, understand, those who take the jab, as it's so termed, they're basically, in essence, ending their existence.
Right.
So, in other words, you're asking, should you stay together with them? That is totally up to you. I will say that it matters not one way or the other, because once they have taken that poison, they won't be around too much longer to worry about it.
Right. Well, there are situations, and I believe that the remedies that have been apparently proven pretty successful in, at the very least, ameliorating the effects of it and possibly remove it entirely. Not that people should expect that, but my main concern is when I heard Zaria talking about, well, there's really no situation where you'd really, if two people come together and they make a commitment, they should stay together. And that's what kind of prompted that question.
Of course. I understood. And of course, when Zaria talked about his relationship with Quasar, that's exactly what it is. I mean, it's a relationship that's sealed, literally sealed, and there is no breaking that bond at all. So,
but you feel, but you feel the same. You both feel similarly in regards to that bond.
Yes, of course.
So there are many relationships that are out there that are kind of iffy for one reason or another, and there are lots of questions. Or well, you know what? He drinks too much. I found out he drank too much. I found out that, or he gambles, or for whatever reason, there's like a separation between the two.
So
it always comes back to the two for the person for you. For each one of you to say, well, I'm okay with the relationship the way it is now, but for the other person, it may not be. So it's either putting up and really understanding, you know, that you really truly love that person and will stay with them because you truly love that individual, or you think about it in a different way, and it always comes back to self. So in this time of our existence, it's all about the self in terms of what is best for you. Because we never think about us. We're always thinking about others around us, and we want to take care of them. We want to do the best we can. And then in that process, sometimes we kind of let go of our own particular needs or our own particular goals that we have in mind for us. So I think that really for everyone that's really talking about relationships, it doesn't matter whether it's, and I'm going to talk a little bit about family also, but in regards to close relationships, that's where you make a decision. And sometimes the decision for people is that, hey, we can separate, but we can always be together. We can always support each other, and that feels okay for both of them, and you can go that way. Or else one will say, you know what, I can't do it this way. I can't get what I need to get done for me, because it's all about the self and your growth and your spiritual ascension, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't know if that helps or not helps, but that's really the bottom line.
That clarifies it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Richard.
Indeed. It is ultimately your choice.
Right.
But if you know that they have taken the jab out of pressure from others, that's just... just the way it's going to be. And your involvement with them is totally your decision. But I will tell you that the ones who have taken the jab, the new jab, are in a world of hurt.
Yeah. The other thing,
now,
too, for everyone. Go ahead.
We've heard differently, though. I want to
Oh, yes, please. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
We have heard within the last 6 months to a year that the White Hats, if you want to call them an alliance, have actually removed harmful things in the jabs, but that's no reason. And I've heard this from several places that people who've taken it do not have to worry, but
there is no safe vaccination.
Even if the White Hats have intervened,
there is no safe vaccination.
Okay. Okay.
End of story.
He sees that from above.
Right.
And the galactics would concur with you, Zora, right?
No vaccination is safe for humankind, period.
Right.
And the only way to reverse that is by off-world technology. There is a system on the earth at presently. You term it the EE system. That is the closest, what you call, off-world technology that will reverse the effects.
But you may also...
There is no other that will do it.
Yeah, there's also... Yeah, so everybody's listening to this. But the other alternative also is that you may want to just kind of check in periodically, probably with Ken Wagner, because he has a site as well to see how much of it has been remediated with that individual, because it's still a process. So for anyone that wants to try the EE system. So that's just so I will tell you. So that's what I did. So I went to the EE system to remove some of the shedding effects that I received just by working, you know, within a clinic setting with people coming and going. And, you know, of course, I never took, I never wore a mask because they didn't, you know, for that clinic, they said, no, you don't have to wear a mask if you're healthy. But, you know, all of a sudden we find that there are people coming in that say they were fine, but they weren't fine. So anyways, long story short is that I went through the EE system, and I will say that for the majority of all the symptoms, they were relieved. They were ameliorated. However, there was still like a little bit left that was still lingering. And so I went and asked, I had spoken to Ken because he was talking about, you know, about how, you know, how it was going with people coming and calling him. And then, I don't know, we were talking about the EE system as well. And he says, oh, and I said, I still have this thing lingering, so let me check on it. So he did, and he said, yeah, you still got blah, 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 however way he does his magic. And I feel like at least that kind of helps also. And Dr. Stella also does the same thing. He'll recheck and see how much is still, within the individual as far as symptoms related to COVID or the vaccines, or especially the vaccines. I'm not talking about the COVID. So that's it.
Yeah.
So did you have any RV questions also, Richard?
No, I'm done. I'm finished. I'm sorry about that. Done? Yeah.
Okay.
I was waiting on you, but no, I'm done. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Richard. We love you.
Sure,
we love everybody. Okay. Thank you.
Love you,
bye-bye.
Too.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. All right. We have a person at 1111. All right. You're on the air with Zora. Hello.
Is that me?
Yes, that is you.
Oh.
I don't know. Oh. I don't know why we.
I didn't,
who is this?
I forgot to print out my ID.
Oh, okay. And you are?
This is Dr. Rich.
Oh, Dr. Rich. Oh, hey. Hi, Dr. Rich. Okay. How are you?
Well, I'm okay. I have a question. I like that discussion about the relationship. That's very very interesting. I have a question about, you know, loving a narcissistic person is very difficult. What do you think about that one?
I think that's for you, Zara. Narcissistic, someone who is only about self. I mean, it's all well about me.
Yeah,
it's
know
not
what a
about you. It's all
is.
About. Yeah.
Well, I'm not. Yeah. You want me to explain what I think a narcissistic person is?
Go ahead.
Yeah. So he. Yeah. Mm.
Well,
in
I think
world.
A narcissist has had probably a lot of trauma in their life, and. Early on, and I think that they, in order to compensate for their pain, I think they hold it in, and they only think about themselves because they're not awake enough to deal with the fact that they can be empathic, access their empathy for another person. But I think that the narcissist attracts people who are vulnerable would attract an empath more than they would anyone else, because only an empath can be very probably more attentive to that type of person, and then they stay with the person long enough to figure out that after 20 years of being with that person, it's not going to work. So what do you think of that one?
So what
and
do you,
this
what do you
is
think
your
of
situation?
Well, it could be.
So what would you say about that, Zora?
Well, as it was said before, everything, what holds it all together is your true love for one another.
For one another. It's not a one-way
indeed.
Street. Relationships are not
no.
one way.
It
was one way
not.
For Billy's three relationships.
Yes, that's true.
So you're saying
but
there's no hope to change a narcissist? That was probably the idea of the change.
Yeah.
To have that person wake up enough to realize they don't have
yeah.
to hold on to that pain anymore, but maybe they're not willing to do that. Maybe so that would be one reason why a person wouldn't want to be in that relationship.
So it still
and
comes back
is
to...
Is this your mate?
Yeah. Zora's not going to give up.
Why do you think it's someone I'm with? Why do you think that way?
Well, is it a person who is you that you feel is going would be a mate to you?
I'm sorry. What was that question?
The person in question that you're speaking of, is this a person that you want to have a relationship with?
No.
Why did you ask the question?
I know a lot of people that have that situation.
Absolutely.
I mean,
oh, you're speaking about someone else.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
You would tell the advice I would give to that other person is that if you intend on being with that person as a mate. Then all you do is continue to send forth love vibrations from you to them. And they will either accept it or they will reject it. That would be my answer.
Hey, Zora, but you didn't say whether or not you should stay whether you didn't say anything about whether you should stay within the relationship.
He is asking a question about someone else.
I think it has to do with how healthy the people are in reference to staying with each other. You're saying that, I mean, Zareya said you stay with the person and you love each other, and maybe the other person thinks they love you, but they're not really honest about it. And so
correct.
In that case, I would recommend to not stay with the person.
Correct.
Well, yeah, of course. But ultimately, the choice is of the individual involved with that person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the other problem that the person is that they may have an addiction to loving someone rather than a true loving experience. Might be an addictive love, and they're staying with the person too long. And then they're not able to get out of it. That's what they're talking about.
Oh, it's like a symbiotic relationship.
Yeah.
Indeed.
A symbiotic relationship is where one is taking care of the other, and the other has to stay there because of there's like a codependency there. There's something there that really pulls them together. That is codependency, and that's not healthy either.
Yeah.
No.
So that's
would not be healthy.
That's one situation you would want to say, hey, look, you gotta become real with yourself, and if you're feeling addicted, then you need to go to a program to get you out of the addiction level.
Exactly. Thank you for bringing up that addiction. Correct.
It is an issue, though. That's becoming more revealed, I think. A lot of that people are having that issue, by the way. I don't know if you are aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's more common now. Yeah, because it's very submersive, very tricky to identify that in that sense.
Hey, Dr. Rich, hey, listen. So here's the other part, too, in terms of what's happening vibrationally and in frequency with people. So even in that, we're talking about relationships in this density. So as we're moving into higher frequencies, it's almost like, well, I can't be here anymore. You know, I need to really, I feel like it's restricting me. I'm not being me. And so the person who is, you know, it's like the people that are asleep, you know. You could be there to support them all the time, but if it's restricting you from being who you truly are, you know, then, you know, that's something you have to make a decision about, because there is a rift already that is happening in our ascension process where you're letting go of so many that are so asleep, and you have to go in that other direction because you've got a huge mission. And I'm not saying that you let go of those people that you love. They will always be there, even when we move into the higher frequencies and people are still left in 3D. That's going to be, and you don't even have to really worry about them because they're still on their path of evolving. Don't keep them from evolving. Whether they go through hardships or not, they still have to evolve on their own and their own journey. Not for you to be there. You've been there, or we've all been there.
Yeah.
You know? So when do
if
we
I'm
separate
counseling
ourselves
someone,
so we can do our thing?
Counseling the person that's addicted to the narcissist, then they have to get strong enough to know there's a boundary.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's most of the problems with people that are very narcissistic. They'll gather, you know, they don't have boundaries. They feel that anybody that comes around them, it's going to be a part of who they are. You know, they can't separate from it. So that's where the help is in terms of being strong enough to help them and separate yourself from them so they're not as dependent, and they can find their own self-resources to help them to grow and develop. just like children.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. Well, it's becoming more evident that that's happening.
Yeah.
There's more of that.
It's amazing
happening.
Time.
Yeah.
I know.
I think as we raise our consciousness, we're realizing that that there's a challenge in staying in the higher dimensions. When someone's around that type of person, it's very difficult to stay in that.
Absolutely.
Or the other way around. The person could
Correct.
Be doing that, and they can, in a sense, it could be the person that might be more empathic may be able to strengthen their sense of boundaries by that happening. But they have to be counseled, though, I think.
Yes, I agree. I agree, Dr. Rich.
All right.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Thank you for bringing that up.
I think that's a good one that's going around. Bye. Thank you, Dorothy.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. We'll go ahead and put Dr. Rich. Okay. So we have 606 ending in 3605. 3605. Hello, and how are you? And tell us who you are.
Hi, Jane. Can you hear me?
We can.
Am I muted?
Can you hear us?
Okay. Yes, I can.
Can you hear us?
My name is Shelby.
Okay, good.
And I called in, I guess, about a month ago, Zora. And I'm the lady who lost her husband after 46 years, about 5 months ago. And I had the question about, he was one of those that when he passed away, he'd been very ill for like 10 years. I was a caretaker, of course. And I tried to talk to him about the higher consciousness, but I didn't make much headway. He was going to die and go to heaven, okay? And when I talked to you last time, I asked you if he had reincarnated or if he was going to be in 4 or 5D. And I'm going to visit that again because I guess my question is, how could he go to 4 or 5D if he was so 3D when he passed away, which has been 5 months ago? Is that?
I see. Well, so in essence, what is your desire? Your question.
Well, I just have a need to know so I don't hang on, you know, that he'll be there if he's not going to be there. You know, I feel strongly that he won't be because of, you know, just the way I feel, because we've been told many times there are those that will not make it to 4 or 5D. You know, that's what we've been told. There are those that say everybody's going, but, of course, that's not my belief. And
no.
So I would just like to know.
Some will go. Some will go. Mm-hmm. Some will stay. Some will go elsewhere.
Exactly. To another 3D plane. Correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
The sister world on the far side of the sun, which is a duplicate of the Earth, and
right.
It is. It will. Right now, it's in the lower densities, what you term as three density.
Right.
And so the ones who refuse to evolve are on the fence, so to speak. That will be their new home.
Nice.
And the ones who are ascending into 4/5, this will be their new home. This will be their home because the planet will evolve.
Right,
the planet
I know that.
Has already evolved. It's the people upon her who are catching up with her.
Yes, I gather
Tara
that.
Krista is already in 5th density. But the people... beings that live upon her are the ones who must catch up to her.
Right. Is there any way that you could ask the galactic where my husband is? or not? Am I asking too much?
Where he is?
Where? Yes.
Yeah,
has he reincarnated? Sex. Yes. Has he reincarnated in another womb, or is he up in, you know, I don't think anybody's in 4D, are they, or 5D, whatever. I just need to know that, you know, where he really is, so I don't have false hope that he's up there. That's it. I think I'm going to 5D,
you want to
okay?
know if you it's your husband who your mate has ascended?
Yes, because, yes, he passed away 5 months ago. We were together 46 years.
Oh.
Based on that commitment.
Right.
We had the commitment, you know.
Now I understand.
Uh-huh.
I will tell you he is in full fifth dimension.
Could you?
He is in full fifth density, not dimension.
Right.
He is full fifth density.
Which we call 5D?
Yes, which he is
okay.
also in a younger body as well.
That would be nice. I liked him when he was younger anyway, not when he's older and stuff. I mean, he had senior illnesses, and I was his caretaker the last 5 years. It was very difficult. So
Indeed.
How can – explain to me, if you could, which I don't want to take up a whole lot of time for other people, how can that be when he was very 3D to me and very opposed to learning anything when he was here before he passed away? Is it a soul contract, or what is it? I don't understand. Could you help me?
Soul contract.
That was his soul contract?
Indeed.
Well, how is that? That makes no sense to me, why you would have a soul contract to be 4 or 5D, but when you're ill and your wife is, you know, wants to go to 4 or 5D, and he just is totally opposed to even learning anything about it. How can that be? I'm just confused.
Well, when you ascend, your thoughts change.
I'm
your
sorry,
thoughts,
that you cut out on me, Dora.
When you ascend, your outlook on everything changes.
True.
Literally.
True.
To the acceptance of the fifth density. So. All who are ascending now, what you term death, through what you call taking the life, or what you call the casualties of war, or whatever, when they ascended, their outlook on everything changed.
Okay.
To the new understanding.
Well,
so,
that's good.
Yes. So,
that's good, Nettie.
He may have been opposed to everything when he was here in the physical
mm-hmm.
form, but when
right.
he ascended, he saw the truth.
Maybe he remembered a little bit.
He saw the truth and accepted it. So he is now in full fifth density.
I had a visit. I want to just – go ahead, Jane. I'll make this –
go ahead. No. You had a visit. No. You go ahead first.
He was in the hospital almost a month, so I ran back and forth every day, okay? So coming home, I had a certain route that I traveled to come home. Coming home, I was on the highway coming down a hill, and I was visited by some kind of a craft. I can't say it wasn't a big spaceship. It's more of like a smaller transport. It was all white, three lights in the back, three in the front, and it came right in front of me where I could see it. Of course, I'm driving. I can't stop. Comes over to the side and hovers to the side where I could see it. It was there for my benefit, okay? I don't
Indeed.
Know what kind of ship you call it, but it was for my benefit, and I know that because it was a precursor to it also. It was like a purple orb of some kind. The night before, two nights before, the whole sky lit up in purple. That's my favorite color, by the way. And I thought, man, that is just gorgeous. And then it came, it got smaller, and it's like a little frisbee, glassy-looking frisbee type thing, moving around pretty quick. in front of my car, and then it comes over to the side again, goes down the ground, and then goes up and disappears. So that happened the day or two before. So what do you say about that, Zora? Anything? It was pretty exciting, really, but I think I'm the only one who saw it. I didn't see people stop or anything.
It was just for you to see.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
And
my star family,
what was
perhaps.
That?
Go ahead.
What was the purpose there, Zora? What was the purpose there, Zora, for her?
A reassurance.
Yes. The thing that went through my mind was, we're here for you.
Yeah, reassurance that everything will be fine.
That was my feeling, that we are here for you. That was my feeling
mm-hmm.
when I saw him. That's what way it left me. But that wouldn't have anything to do with my husband, and it was just for me, probably.
It was for you.
Yes, of course. And my star
it
thing.
Was what, it was what is termed as your guardian angel, your term would term.
Right. Right, I know they sit back here. I know that. I've known that for several years. And
indeed.
My star family.
Good.
Do you know who that might be real quick or not? I don't want to ask too much.
Mm.
I can call back another day.
She wants to know who the star family is, Zora. You better do that now.
I have an idea.
Call
I
right want back.
To see what you say.
Part of your star family.
Is who?
The craft you saw.
Yes,
she wants to know
that,
from where.
I want to know who.
Yeah, from where, Zora?
It's, just to say it's the, your star family.
Oh, you're not meant to know yet.
Correct.
Oh, I'm not?
No.
Okay, I'm not meant to know? Funny, I have a feeling it's Andromeda, but I don't know that, okay? I don't know that for sure, okay? So that's
you
why
what?
I was asking.
She said Andromeda.
It's just my feeling. It's not like an innate feeling, but I don't know that for sure, okay? That's why I was asking.
You want to know if you're from Andromeda? You are.
Now, wait a minute, Zora. Now, repeat that clearly again.
Your star family is Andromeda.
But why didn't you tell me before I told you? Because I don't know that. I mean, I don't have any proof of that, okay?
Yeah, because you have to go within. The links and the thoughts that come to you or the ideas, your intuition tells you. It tells you the truth, but we don't pay attention to it.
Well, I
but
did
you
pay
do.
Attention, but I want to verify. I just wanted to verify that. So you're telling me now because I told you. I'm going to put you on telling me now because I told you that I thought it was?
Indeed.
Okay, so that is true. Now, what happened, I was reading an article that had come over my phone about Andromedans. First, I got to go. I understand. We'll go. Okay, thank you so much, Zora. I appreciate you and James so much.
Indeed.
Thank you, Shelby.
Farewell.
Okay. All righty. Bye-bye. Yeah, we got a bunch of people.
Everybody. Bye-bye.
Okay, all right. Okay, we got a few more here before we end our call. Our next caller is coming. Hold on a second. Our next caller is, I've got to go backwards here a little bit. Okay, I think this is, ending in 302 ending in 9123. 9123, hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I'm Marilyn from Delaware.
Oh, hi, Marilyn. Welcome to our Zora call. We have Zora here with you.
Hi, Zora. This is the first time calling in. It's been an honor and privilege to follow you for many years. Thank you for all your service, your help for humanity. My question is... I have several, but I'm only going to give the one. I had a prophet to prophesize over me, and one of the things that I wasn't clear on is that he said that I at the age of 55, had an incident, well, he didn't say incident, he didn't use that word, something significant happened. And I prayed about it. I just don't know. I'm 74 now, so it's almost 20 years. I've been researching to try to find out and listening to the spirit to try to know what it was about. And I was wondering if there's any way that you can help with that.
Something that happened to you when you were in your 50s?
Yeah, 55. He gave me 55 specifically. And I'm now 74.
What was the event that happened?
He didn't say. And that's why I don't know. And he said to pray about it, which I have. And nothing has come up that I'm aware of. And so I was just wondering, you know, if there's anything that you could see or any way that it's just the only thing that I came up with is that I worked for a company where I gained knowledge that's going to help me in my future. I don't know if that is it, but as a light worker and things that I plan on doing for humanity, I don't know if that's it, but I just don't know what basically the prophet God said that God was telling him this. So I just wanted to know if there's anything that you saw. And I'm wearing my band. Sometimes I hear you say you don't have the band on. My headband on is on. But sometimes I hear you say you don't have your band, and then I run and get it. And it's the first we spoke.
Indeed.
And I understand.
I want you to do at this time. I want you to, if the weather permitting, of course, I want you to go out and put your back against the tree and your feet flat on the ground.
Okay.
With your headband on.
Okay.
And ask for the answer.
Okay.
And you'll get it.
Okay. I will do that. I definitely will do that.
I will tell you, the tree knows.
Yeah, I love trees. I've touched trees and leaned on trees. But sometimes I get a little, since it's so open in the public, I don't have like a private area to do it in. But okay.
It's in Mother Nature.
Okay.
Go out from the city. Go out into the forest area. And pick yourself a nice tree and put your back against it and your feet flat on the ground. And hopefully, it would be skin to bark contact.
Okay, I will do that.
Indeed.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Indeed.
And I'll look for your ship. Thank you. Thank you, Jane. Be blessed.
Farewell. Quasar.
So sometimes in the case where you don't give them direct answers is because you want them to find the answers from within.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So our next caller now is 914 ending in 5763.
Yes. Hello. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Hello.
And Yes,
hi.
You are.
This is April from New York.
Hello, April. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. My first time calling in, but I listen to you often. My nephew passed away suddenly 3 weeks ago. It was very shocking and devastating to my family. We weren't expecting it. As far as we knew, he wasn't sick. He was only 42 years old, and he was my sister's only child. She has no grandchildren or nothing. He wasn't married, didn't have any children. He lived with her. He was her caretaker, and she's very ill. And we're just trying to understand why, a couple of things, why he had to pass away at this time so suddenly. I'm also wondering if he's going to be, like the other lady asked, if he's going to be in another 3D world, or is he going ahead of us to the 5D world? Those are a couple of things that we're all wondering about.
Hmm. What's his name, April?
His name is Justice. You want his full name or just his first name?
No. Just Justice. Okay. So it's about Justice.
Justice is his first name. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And this is your nephew?
My nephew,
just passed suddenly.
My only nephew.
Who just passed?
My only nephew.
Okay.
Yeah, my sister found him dead in his bedroom.
Mm. Okay. Mm. All right, Zora.
He passed peacefully. It was his contract was up, so it was time for him to go, and he went. He did go peacefully. When he closed his eyes, he woke up in a field of meadow grass, in a new form, in a new body, a full fifth-dimensional, fifth-density body.
So he's in 5D, is what you're saying?
Indeed.
Well, that's comforting. He also, there was a note, because I went into the room while he was there on the floor. there was a note on his closet, like a post-it note, and it said, "I'll be back." And nobody knows why that note was there. He wrote it. My sister confirmed that that was his handwriting. Is there any indication of what that might mean?
Well, we understand when you're in full fifth density, you have the ability or the opportunity, if you wish, to return into your earth plane. I'm not speaking of reincarnation. I'm speaking of in his fifth dimensional form. He will, I get caught up in it also, fifth density form, and that's what he meant when he said he will be back. You won't see him in a physical form. You'll feel him, but you won't see him until you have reached full fifth density yourself, and then you will see him.
Right.
Okay.
Thank
you. Yeah, so hopefully that will be soon that we're all going into 5D. And can I just ask this same question the other lady asked about what my star family is, and then I'll be done with asking questions. Thank you.
You are Arcturian, dear.
Arcturian. Okay.
A healer.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the one that I felt that I resonated with. Thank you.
Mm. Indeed.
Very good. Okay, April, very good. Thank you for your call today. May peace be with you
Thank
always.
You.
and your family.
Thank you so
much. Lots of love.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. All right. Our next caller now is 239 ending in 0242. 0242, you're on the air with Zora.
Yeah, this is Wolfgang calling from Florida.
Hello, Wolfgang.
Hi. I hope everybody is fine. I have a question for Zora. I have several friends. Matter of fact, nearly all my friends have taken the vaccine and gotten themselves vaccinated and then boosted several times, especially my ex-brother-in-law who lives in Jacksonville. He got himself boosted, I think, three times, and his niece got herself boosted two times. Several calls back, Zora mentioned a possible cure or alleviation of the symptoms. I didn't get that whole thing. Can he repeat that, please?
As I said before, the only thing that will reverse the effects of the booster shot or the vaccine is off-world technology.
Uh-huh.
And there is a system on the surface of the earth presently. It's called the EE system.
The EE system?
Indeed. Yep. Have Quasar explain it to you. It is the only thing that will reverse the effects of the jab. If they wish to go and participate in it. That is my answer.
In other words, I could call Zoraya and ask for the information of where this is taking place.
Yeah, I could. Hey, Wolfgang, I could. I'll let you know. And so this is also for the benefit of any others that are listening on the call. If you're interested in the EE system, just go online and put in the capital E, system, S-Y-S-T-E-M .com.
Yeah.
And you'll get all kinds of information. Yeah, this is the off-world technology that was brought to us by Dr. Sandra Rose Michael. So listen to that. There are EE systems already in place around the world. So go to them and search that out. If you need more information or if you're close to Vegas, you could go down to Dr. David Stella's office, and he's got a beautiful system there, and he will guide, you will be guided through the process, and they do have a really wonderful staff as well. So that would be my recommendation for all of them.
Okay, great. Now, repeating the website, that's capital E, system.com.
Correct.
Correct. Okay. Okay, thank you very much. I'm,
okay.
My ex-brother-in-law is 82 years old, and I'm 81 years old, and I never got myself jammed. I don't know why in the hell he did. I warned all these people specifically not to. But they all have themselves jammed to hell.
Indeed.
Well, remember, everyone has free will. Everyone has a choice. Everyone has a path. Some people are not quite ready in terms of being awakened like many of us are. So that's the dilemma for many of us whose family members and friends, et cetera, have decided to take that course of what they have been indoctrinated with, to take the vaccines, the jabs, and, you know, the untruth regarding COVID. So, again, that's why we send them love as we're moving on a different direction from them. So they've made their decision. They will take the consequences of it. If they decide they want to go to an EE system, again, it's always their choice. Love them for making them, for their choices that they've made. They're still in progression to becoming, to evolving on their own.
Yeah. Well, especially this woman that I know, the niece of my ex-brother-in-law, she has a PhD in pharmacology, works for the big pharma industry for about 12 years already, and she did not have enough brains to listen to me that this is dangerous. And I was in the medical field before. I have 4 years of pre-med and 3 years of medical school. I decided never to finish, but I know quite a bit about medicine, and I warned them, and they did not listen. It's disgusting.
Yep. Well, it's disappointing, but you planted the seeds as much as you can, and the rest of it is up to them.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Very
okay.
Much.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. You take good care.
Bye-bye.
We'll talk to you again. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
It's hard to let go, but this is the time of separation. But we do know that there is no separation. It's about letting the people that you love, you know, learn on their own, because we can only do as much as we can. But don't get to where you need to be attached to them to help them, you know, help people to help themselves. Remember, just like Jesus did. I'll give you a fish, you know, so you can, and I will teach you how to fish. So you do that for people, help them how to fish, but the rest is up to them. You can only lead someone to the, what is that, lead a horse to whatever water. It's up to him to go ahead and drink the water, right? Okay. All right. So let's go on to our next caller, and that next caller now is 450 ending in 4348. Hello and welcome. Hello.
Hi, Jenny. Saraya and Zora. It's Diane in Canada.
Yes, we do. How are you, Diane?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing fine. I'd like to ask Zora, and thank you for this call today. We were talking about people who were ascended in the fifth density. So I'd like to know, where is it, on New Terra Crista in fifth density, or on a ship, or where are they going? You like that question, Jane?
Well, I will have to, let's see what Zora has to say before I pipe in. Go ahead, Zora.
And you pipe in.
And what is the question again?
Where the people who were like crow death here and they ascended, we were talking about that before. So I'd like to know, where are they going? Are they going on New Terra Crista in fifth density, or they're going on a ship, or where are they going?
Yeah, where
some have gone.
Go ahead.
Some have gone to New Jerusalem.
Okay.
Some have gone on ships. Some have gone back to their home worlds.
Okay.
Depends upon them. Once they reach full fifth density, they have the choice to go wherever they wish.
Okay, right. But you said New Jerusalem. New Jerusalem is a ship too, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. That was my question. So I'd like a quick last one. Is my star family is Pleiadian?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you so much. I love you. So thank you. Thank you for this beautiful call. And Jane, did you have something to add to this? Or?
Nope. I think Zara did it. Yep. That's it.
Yeah, I know.
Very good.
She did it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Okay, bye, Diana.
Bye.
Okay, our next caller is 514 ending in 7812. 7812. Hello. This is 514 ending in 7812. Are you here? Hello. Otherwise, we'll go on to our next caller. Okay. All right, let's go on to our next caller, and that is going to be 780, ending in 2255.
Hey, Jen. Zora.
Hi.
It's Brenda calling from Canada. Hi, Jen.
Hello, Brenda.
Hi, Zora.
How are you? Yeah, nice
Hello.
To hear you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Hi. I'm so happy that we're having this call this morning. I loved hearing about Soraya's past lives or previous, you know, his history and stuff, her history.
Mm-hmm.
That was very nice to hear, so I appreciate this call a lot. There's a lot of contradictory information out regarding the RV, and I'm wondering if it's still possible to get the higher rates on the ZIM. Sarah?
Understand that your higher rates are contract rates, and that pertains to, if I'm not mistaken, it pertains to the United States. However, you could also probably get the contract rates yourself from your, what you call exchange center, that you go to when it's time to go and negotiate.
Now, she's from Canada.
I understand. But if she has humanitarian projects, that would also pertain to that, too.
Right. And, you know, some
Canada.
Years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. But years ago, like we talked about much higher rates. Like I remember calling in and, you know, you saying that you could get $125,000 per one ZIM bond or one ZIM note, well, bond too, that's correct. And Ron Giles is of the same belief as well that, you know, we can ask for much higher rates. There's a number mm-hmm. of people putting out, like I listened to a call yesterday and, you know, he only got $11 million, I believe, on 100T. So that's like a huge, mm-hmm. huge, huge variation. And so any thoughts on, you know, Ron's stuff and the much higher rates? Because it seems to me as
well
that...
Well, understand that many people decided to go with the international rate. And the international rate is much lower than what the... A sovereign rate is, and you can request the sovereign rate. Sovereign rate is not contract rate; it is a sovereign rate, the highest rate possible. So you would be able to ask for that as long as you have humanitarian projects. Now, did he have projects he wanted to do, or did he just go with the international exchange?
Right, and I don't know if he had projects or not. You know, that brings me to kind of the next point, too. The humanitarian projects, are they limited to this planet, or is there going to be humanitarian projects in different cosmos and realms and so on?
It is strictly to this planet.
Oh, okay. So what would be, like, a good sovereign rate?
Whatever rate you ask for. Understand, if you have humanitarian projects that you want to do, and you have a 2 or 3 page plan drawn up as to the what the humanitarian project is, then you are eligible for the higher rate, the negotiated
rate. I have
rate.
All of that. Mm-hmm. I have all
then
that.
Then you are good to, as the saying goes, you're good to go.
Yeah. You'll have your team with you anyways. So they're going to be the ones negotiating for you.
The team, Jane, is that what you said?
Your team.
Yes. You have in Canada, you have what we call the bank.
You still have
the Bank of Scotland. Yeah, Bank of Scotland. You have the Bank of Canada and Swiss banks and things of that nature. And so those will be the ones you will go to get your higher rate.
Have you spoken to, Brenda, have you spoken to Stanley also? Are you part of Stanley's group?
No, I'm not. Is that the fellow from Chicago? Oh, no.
No,
that's
he's
the fellow
in Canada.
That's over there in Canada. Oh, he's doing the revocable trust. Mm-hmm.
What?
No, I haven't spoken to him directly, Jen. Maybe I can get his number from you.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah, I'll write that down and I'll give you his number so he can kind of keep you updated as well. Okay? All right.
Yeah, can I ask one other question? Mm-hmm. What about the validity of this Stellar Network? You know, they're putting out that it has to proceed to a certain point before the RV takes place. And so any thoughts? Thank you. So, and it's
it
not
doesn't
necessary.
Have to reach a certain level before going. It has already gone in several avenues.
Right, okay.
When you term whales have already gone.
Right.
So they have already received the reward.
It's
in process. So you do not have to get to a certain level.
Nope. Okay, well, that's good news. And what's your thought on the merit of the whole lobster network?
You have already asked several questions.
No, what was your last question, Brenda? She's a really good questioner. What was your last question, Brenda?
Well, Jane, you know, they're putting out there that, you know, they're flushing the funds from, let's take an example, Bitcoin, Ethereum, into Lobster. And so do you have any comments on, like, I know one person, he's put a lot of energy into that. If we hold currencies and the bond, is it necessary to partake in that? Any thoughts on that? Like, it's a fairly complicated process.
Yeah, no. No. You don't need to.
Okay. And then she also said that the metals had to RV before the RV would take place. I didn't understand that. Is there any merit in that at all?
That sounds really confusing. No.
And
I know
also, how many questions have you asked already?
I got to let
what
you go.
What is the next question?
I know.
Next person.
Okay.
All right,
we got to go.
Can we connect later for Stanley's number?
Yeah, we will. I will.
Okay, good.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. All right, next. Okay, we have two more people here. 585 ending in 9185. And one more after that, and we are done for today, guys. All right, 9185, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Joanna from New York.
Hello, Joanna.
Hi, James. Hi, Laura. Hi, Zaria.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm talking with you. This is amazing. I have a quick question. I was wondering if you could tell me what star family I'm from.
Okay. And you have no inclination towards any... I was going to test her. I was going to ask her, what does she feel in her own heart? What does she feel in terms of the different, star systems that are really playing a key role on Earth, which she gravitates to? But that's okay.
It's interesting because I feel very drawn towards the color blue and violet and purple. And Adaronda told me that I was a blue ray. And I was like, what does it mean to be a blue ray? I don't really know.
So, you can look it up.
I'll look it up. Okay.
Good.
All right.
Very good.
Thank you.
We got to go.
All right.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, Joanna. Thank you. All right. Our last call is coming. It comes from out of here. Starts with 49176, ending in 8609. You are on the air with Zora. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Kay from Germany.
Hello.
Oh, can you hear me?
Hi. Yes.
Hi.
Of course.
My question is, could you tell us a little bit about those contracts? Excuse me. You know, the contracts before we came here?
Oh, your contract
before
you before you came into existence?
Yeah, actually before we came here to Terra Crista. Or, yeah.
Oh, how did we decide how to come here?
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
Zora.
I mean, how those contracts does work.
Yeah.
Only
how did,
you
how
would
did
know
all of
that.
Them? Yeah. So yeah, let me begin, Zora, and you can kind of fill in the blanks.
All
so
right.
at one point in existence, you know, when this our Terra Crista or Gaia, whatever you want to call it, was formed. You know, so we had, you know, all kinds of different beings that have come upon the earth. And at one point in existence, and maybe, Zora, maybe you can clarify, did we come here after Maldek? Did all the star systems say, hey, we got to bring these people from Maldek over here to earth? How did that all happen? Is that where we all started to be deposited here?
Yes.
Or born? Yeah. So this is a long story. Can you give everyone a synopsis of how we all came here because of Maldek? Maldek is not in this solar system. So go ahead, Zora. Tell them about Maldek.
Maldek, yes, it is in the solar system. It is what is termed as your asteroid belt. Maldek was that. And, of course, it was obliterated by a thermonuclear explosion from within the planet. And it was... out of conquest, basically, but they overdid it a bit. And,
Who was in conflict over there? Zora, tell us a little bit about the beings on Maldek and who was in opposition to each other.
Well, you had the Maldekians, and then you had the Anunnaki. So
right.
they were at odds with each other, and the Anunnaki implemented the explosion that totally obliterated the planet.
Right.
Okay. Thanks.
So then,
and I have also one more question.
Mm-hmm,
oh, okay,
go ahead.
Okay. Excuse me. Go. No, you go ahead.
Okay, so from there, how was it then that the people, you saved the people? Who saved the people to come and be deposited here on the planet, on Earth? The beings from where? The Maldekians, they decided to do that? Or did you ask for assistance, Zora, from other star systems, like we need help? Or something like that, or Earth needs help or something. How did that all work out?
It was, well, the planet, the Earth was put together, and then, of course, it was decided from Source and the gods to make Earth an experiment to be brought together, multiple races brought onto the surface of the planet to see if they could exist on the surface of the planet.
Okay, So what is the relationship? Uh-huh.
There were several star systems that came together to do that. And it would take
a long time to discuss
this.
Okay. Yeah, we'll have to go ahead with your question. We'll do that in another call.
All right. Thank you. My next question is, what is going to happen to Donald Trump?
Oh, what's going to happen to Donald Trump?
Because
you mean whether...
They said he's indicted. He's indicted.
No.
Yeah.
And,
That was the plan.
No,
where I
no.
Indicted.
He's not been indicted.
That was
but
the plan.
They
I
said
think,
they
and
have,
we heard
they
that
have,
he won.
They have no proof against him. It's all hearsay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So he'll be out before you know it. Yep.
Indeed. He'll be back.
It's all part
in,
of the plan.
Okay.
He's not incarcerated, so don't worry about him. That.
Right, no. No, not to worry. It's part of the plan.
Indeed.
To get the old regime.
So, namaste to you.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Okay, well.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
Right.
Have a good day.
All right. Okay, thank you. All right, thank you for calling from Germany. Much love to you. Okay. All right. So, all right, we have about 7 minutes left, 5 minutes left. Zora, we need your 5-4-3-2-1 power to help
us with our power. Receive.
Everybody close your eyes and receive. 5-4-3-2-1, we receive. And from the gods and goddesses of our beings, we are in perfect health, perfect joy, perfect peace, perfect harmony. And we know it, and we will spread it out around our world and into the cosmos. Another deep breath in, and let it go. Feel the peace within. Thank you so much, Zora. That was a beautiful healing for all of us.
Indeed.
Very nice. Last words, Zora, for people.
Remember, you are gods and goddesses. Do not doubt that. That is all.
That is all. All right. Okay, everyone. Let's go ahead and pack up and go do our joy and have fun. Always be that being, the true being you are, which is of higher frequencies. All right. Much love to everyone. And thank you for being here with us today.